Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our buddy Manish Mehta from the Daily News. So, Manish, you know, we've been doing the schedule game, as I know you did, and I saw your prediction. And, you know, Dustin's a little worried because we're optimistic on the Browns. I picked the Browns to win 11. He picked the Browns to win 10. But you're doing a similar thing with the Jets, right? You got to win in 10 games. That's a lot of wins.
That is a lot of wins. And I think that's kind of the natural thing when the schedule comes out, because there's a lot of bad teams in the league. So you look at the schedule and say, well, this team stinks, that team stinks. They'll be able to win this game. They'll be able to win that game. So, do I think the Jets will win 10? I'm predicting it on April 18th, but maybe I'll, lower those expectations, maybe be closer to 9. But they're going to be a competitive team, and I think that's pretty obvious, at least on paper, based on what they did. And as far as the Browns go, I'm with Dustin. I have them winning 10 games. And, in my estimation, barring an injury to Baker Mayfield, the Browns are winning the AFC North.
You got them winning the North at 10. You have losing. I saw you had them losing to the Jets in overtime, right? 27-24?
Yeah, if that game was in Cleveland, I would have picked the Browns. Probably going to go. It's a second game with that new group that the Browns have. I think when you look at what Cleveland's schedule is on the back half, and I'm sure you guys already dissected it, there's not that many landmines in the second half of the season. I think that's where they'll pick up most of their wins. But, yeah, in week two, for now, it'll be a white knuckler, and because the Jets are playing at home, I'll give them the advantage.
Yeah, I think, obviously it's early in the season, it's on the road, and it's Monday Night Football. I feel like, and I played in a couple of Monday Night Football games, the home team always has a raucous crowd. It's always a hostile environment. I mean, I think the Browns will win that game, but I'm with you. It'll be a white-knuckle game, and it probably comes down to the end. And who the heck knows, man? A lot of these games come down to a field goal anyway. So how good's your kicker, and can you find a way to win these close games? I think it's going to be a tough game on the road.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun game. Regardless of who wins, there's, star power, big names all over the place. This, to me, even though the Jets only won a handful of games last year, to me, this is probably one of the five top intriguing games of the season, just because of all of the hype and the expectations that Cleveland has, and Le'Veon Bell coming to the Jets, Sam Darnold in his second season, and Beckham. It's just, there's so many different storylines. Greg Williams going up against the team that kind of stiffed him for a job this year. So I just think that it's so intriguing, and it's good that the league did this game so early, because we'll see what happens as the season unfolds with both teams. But at least in mid-September, it's such a juicy matchup.
Manish, what is Adam Gase and Greg Williams' relationship right now?
Well, everything I've heard, look, they haven't had a real practice yet. They've got this veteran voluntary mini camp next week, which isn't really a practice, but just really an opportunity for the coaches to get on the field with players, which they normally can't do until OTAs, a week or so after that. But everything and every indication I've gotten that it's been good. But again, there hasn't been any kind of adversity. There hasn't been any tense moment, because what are they doing? They're really just relaying their game plans to the players. And in April, it's pretty hard not to get along. It's a new vibe. Again, like I said, they've got new players, but with every new coaching staff, I saw this with Todd Bowles, I saw this with Rex Ryan before that, there's a lot of energy in that off season leading up to leading up to training camp. So, we've got 3 months of a honeymoon period. We're probably going to have a honeymoon period really until the bullets start flying and the games start counting for real in September. So, every indication I've got from everybody in that building is that the two of those guys, and really all the coaches, have kind of been galvanized, I guess, for lack of a better word, because of so many questions about whether they can get along because of those strong personalities.
Here's the question, Manish. You were sneaky yesterday. How long were you sitting on that schedule?
Well, Dustin, I can't comment on sources and when I get information.
I'm kidding. You had it early, though. You had the
first
whole
one,
schedule,
really.
Whole schedule.
Yeah,
suffice it to say, there was a 0% chance of the Jets being happy with me at some point during the day. They were not happy that all that got out pretty early.
I said to Bull, I said, man, the Jets can't be happy with Manish right now.
Right, like if you had put out like 2-3 games, maybe. But
he just get the whole schedule. They're like, damn.
Yeah, you know, I've had some discussions since then, and they're not pleased. I mean, they'll get over it, though. It's not like I leaked the new uniforms. I mean, that's something to really get mad about.
You like the new uniforms or no?
I like the older uniforms more. I don't dislike the new ones. I just think that the ones that they had, which were their original throwbacks, if you remember from the Joe Namath days, those were classic uniforms to me, and those are the uniforms, you know, if I were a Jet fan, those are that there was no need to change anything outside of, you know, marketing and things of that nature, maybe making a little bit more money. But the new uniforms they're not terrible. The shade of green, they call it Gotham Green, is actually kind of cool when you see it up close. At the end of the day, who cares, right? Get good players. If I'm a fan, I want them to get good players. I couldn't care less what they're wearing.
100% agree. Manish Mehta with us from the Daily News. You know, Manish, I think it's so funny because for weeks before the Browns traded for Odell Beckham Jr., Dustin and I were pounding the table, got to get this done. And we, you know, Dustin had heard some stuff, and we were saying it was going to happen. And all my media friends in New York, including some guys you know with the Fan, well, this is ridiculous. Cleveland's making up this story. There's no way he's getting traded. The second Beckham got traded, all of a sudden he's the worst guy. He's a terrible teammate. I mean, it's amazing how the narrative changed in New York on Beckham from he's never getting traded to he's the worst guy. Isn't that funny?
What's fascinating to me is, and you talk about, that was the reaction from the media. The fan base, obviously nothing's unanimous, but I think the majority of the Giants fans were pretty ticked off that they traded Beckham. They realized the value that he has, and I thought it was incredibly stupid, and even now I do think the same. But what will be interesting is to see what the Giants do with that number 17 pick that they got from Cleveland, because, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what if, hypothetically, the Giants gave the number 17 pick to the Arizona Cardinals for Josh Rosen? And then that trade looks a lot different, right? Then it looks like Jabril Peppers and Josh Rosen for Odell Beckham, which seems, a little bit more palatable. So I don't know what Dave Gettleman's going to do. He seems to, for some strange reason, devalue the quarterback position, or maybe that's just his public stance. But he talked about it today as well, about not really taking special measures to address the quarterback spot versus any other spot. I'd be interested to see what happens with those first two picks that the Giants have at number 6 and number 17, because if somehow they do end up with Josh Rosen, and I fully believe that Josh Rosen will be in the NFC East in another week or so, whether that's the Giants or the Washington Redskins, if they can turn that pick from Cleveland into their franchise quarterback, then the deal looks pretty good for them.
Manish, how do you expect the Giants season to go? I mean, obviously Eli's coming back. It sounds like Shermer still likes him. Saquon comes out this week and defends his quarterback. Is there a chance that they could bounce back and do something, or are they going to be a terrible team again?
Well, I don't think they're going to be in the playoff conversation. Whether that means they finish with 4 wins, 5 wins, or 7 wins, that remains to be seen. But I'm just not a believer of Eli Manning at this stage of his career, and I'm certainly not a believer of that defense. And that'll get beefed up a little bit if they – if they don't make a trade for a quarterback or draft a quarterback, you would assume that those first two picks in the top 17 will be defensive starters. So that can kind of change your outlook on what you believe that defense could be in 2019. But just as it stands right now, the defense is terrible. You've got a quarterback, obviously, on the back nine or the back three of his career. I don't believe that a dynamic running back is enough to be playoff relevant. And for as good as Saquon Barkley is, and for as great as he's going to be as a fantasy football running back, but I don't think that's nearly enough to contend, forget about the NFC East, but to contend even for a wild card.
We're talking with Manish Mehta of the Daily News. Manish, you said before you picked the Browns to win 10 games this year. And, we acknowledge that the Browns got a lot to prove, obviously. They only beat one playoff team last year, and they haven't been a playoff team in over a decade, and it's been a lot of losing. But there are things that could go wrong. Obviously, chemistry. Beckham's been, had some injuries the last couple of years. But if Beckham stays healthy, the chemistry's not an issue, and a rookie head coach is the right guy for the job, how high do you think the ceiling is for the Browns?
Well, look, double-digit wins is pretty high, just given the fact that they made the postseason last year. I don't know if they're going to be 13-3 or 12-4. Look, they are set up for 2019, 2020, 21, 22, and it's all predicated not just because they've got a dynamic wide receiver. I think more importantly, they've got the quarterback. And I've been saying this to Jet fans for a year and a half now. Actually, I've been saying it before they even got a quarterback, and I thought Sam Darnold was going to be a superstar for the Cleveland Browns, but I think that when you have your quarterback position solidified, you're going to be relevant, whether that means you're going to go deep into the playoffs every year, win a Super Bowl, win multiple Super Bowls, who knows? But you're always going to be in the conversation. And the Baker Mayfield turned 24 the other day. He's got a decade or so left. And again, if he can stay healthy, they've got so many other pieces. So let's say, for example, Odell Beckham does miss some time because, as you said, he's been banged up here and there over the last few years. They can withstand that. They've got firepower everywhere, and it's young firepower. And these are guys who are just entering their prime or in their prime. None of these guys are really at the tail end of their career, and it's all over the field. It's just not at the offensive skill positions. It's the defensive line. It's the defensive secondary. It's really everywhere, and you'd have to believe that you guys are going to do some pretty good things in subsequent drafts starting next week. I just think they're set up so well. And it's all because, primarily, they have found their quarterback. And because of that, their ceiling, for 2019, maybe a deep playoff run. Would it surprise me if they made the Super Bowl? No, because once you get in the playoffs, who knows? But if they win the division, anything's possible. But I just think when you look at, like, a five-year window, the early portion of, or the front half, I should say, of Baker Mayfield's career, this team is going to be a real threat as long as the quarterback is upright.
Manish, obviously, with the Jets being there in the AFC East, we're playing we're playing that division, of course. What do you make of Buffalo this year? I feel like that's kind of an unknown with Josh Allen. Is there any expectations for them? Is that a guaranteed win for the Browns?
Nothing's a guarantee, right, Dustin? Yeah. You played in the league.
I
think if you're a betting man, I think they're going to win that game. And I think the jury is really still out on Josh Allen. Josh Allen's got a great arm. We knew that 2 years ago. Josh Allen is physically an imposing guy, but I frankly was not very impressed with Josh Allen last year in the game that I saw. Now, he didn't play in the game at MetLife Stadium when Matt Barkley lit up the Jets, and that really sealed the deal for Todd Bowles' reign there. But even in that final game in Buffalo, he's a tremendous running back. He takes a lot of shots. He has been banged up, and I know he played through some issues last year. He needs to become a better pocket passer, and that maybe that'll happen over time. I'm just not sold on him. When I look at the quarterbacks that were taken in the first round last year, I certainly have questions about Lamar Jackson as a passer, but let's take him out of the equation. When you look at the top four quarterbacks taken, for as poor as Josh Rosen played statistically last year, I think that was probably more of a byproduct of the horrible supporting cast that he had. But I still think when you look at those first four quarterbacks taken, that Josh Allen, to me, is the clear fourth guy in line there.
I completely agree, Manny. 100% agree with that. Last thing, Russell Wilson obviously signs a big four-year, $140 million contract. We had former Browns GM Michael Lombardi on yesterday. He said that he didn't think that they should pay him that much money. We disagreed. I mean, I think it's crazy. I think that's top 7-8 quarterback in the league. What do you think?
I think they had really no choice but to pay him. Right. Maybe they could have waited another year or so, but he's 30 years old, and in this day and age, you could play 6, 7, 8 years. Now, look, I think you do have to temper that with the way that Russell Wilson plays. He still uses his legs. So who knows what kind of quarterback he's going to be at 34. He's probably a much different quarterback at 34 than Drew Brees, who's also short in stature, was at 34, because he doesn't rely on his legs. So I'll be interested to see how Russell Wilson plays in his 30s, just because he has used his legs to this point in his career. But in terms of the money is what it is. His market value is what? What was he making, 30? I don't even remember what it is, $30-plus million. I think if the Seahawks want to be relevant for the next 5 years or so, they have to lock him up, and I don't have an issue with the contract at all.
Manish, good stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.